Fellas, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, BC? Shad, what's shaking, brothers? What's shaking? Happy Sam, holidays.
I miss you, man. I feel like I ain't thought to you in forever.
Man, don't you put that evil on me, bro.
I do kind of blame Sam.
No, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm busy. I gotta make flights and shake hands and kiss babies. You know,
man, nobody told you to go be rich and famous and do that shit, dog.
I can't say much for the rich and famous part, but I do be traveling. That be happy.
Oh man.
I'm so happy to be back.
I know, yeah. Man. You be ripping and running. I said one of these days, I'm going to try to be like you, you know, be a grown-up and, like, travel the world and shit.
Man, I'm trying to be like DC and Shad, man. Homeowners, or, you know. I'm trying to get on y'all level.
Man, let me tell you, this ain't what you want. let me take that lie back. It is. It's good, man. It's good. It's a good deal. It's a good deal. I mean, dude, I'm waiting for you to become one, dude. I really am. I can't wait. I can't wait. You don't feel like you're signing your life away, but I can't wait.
I can't wait for him to have some property in Nashville, so at least I know I got a room in Nashville I always stay at. Yeah. I ain't been in Nashville in a while, too, because I know you're still in that same apartment, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be out of there by next year, Billy boy. Next summer.
They ain't got no, like, two bedrooms or nothing in that little joint?
Yeah, man, they do, but I'm trying to get out of that joint, man. I'm ready to go.
Are you trying to get another apartment, or are you like trying to get a house? Like
house, if, man.
Sam is like me and my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're always like, you know, Sam and his apartment have that relationship. Like, I don't really want to be here.
He have a love hate relationship with that motherfucker. Just like, God damn, I'm going home.
That's how you feel, DC.
Yes, me and my job. I have a love hate relationship.
My man hate his job, my boy. Yeah. I ain't gonna say hate it. You got a love-hate relationship with it. I think we all do at some point.
Hell yeah. How you guys doing, though, man? How is been a while, man. We haven't really had any conversations at all this sports cycle, this football cycle.
No, we haven't, bro. No,
but I will, before we go ahead and start, I will say this is going to go in a three-part series. This is going to be the 2024 holiday pack. I already got the logo already designed and everything. Well, in my mind, it's not going to take me that long to put it together. Everybody listening, we're sorry we haven't been to MIA. I hope you enjoy these three episodes, and we'll be back January after this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Like we do this a lot, too. I feel like we disappear, and then we pop up, like, and go strong for months. Then we disappear. It's kind of like...
It's like we take a break.
My dad growing up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Damn, DC.
No, for real. He used to pop up. Oh. Take me to go play pool and shit. So it's not... You know.
It's like it's nice for a little while. We come out, we play. You know what I mean?
Give me $100, be like, you know, to make up for it.
Yeah. I see you next time, buddy. You be like, when? Next time. I'll go see you next time. Don't worry about it.
Then it just pop up, you know, so then the episode just comes out. Once every blue moon.
So DC, I appreciate you apologizing to the fans, man, to our listeners. I'm going to put it like that.
I wanted to do it for you, Sam, because it really is, you should be apologizing.
Dude,
I didn't want to put that on you, my boy.
So, man, this dude dead for real on this. Man, it's putting it all on me. Somebody got to bear the cross.
Hey, man, somebody got to do it, dog. Hey, look, at least you can be the savior, my man. That ain't bad when your name is
right, that's fine. Let me, to our listeners, I apologize for my lack of, I guess, commitment, as some people would say on this podcast. But I do appreciate y'all taking the time out and looking forward to our episodes. And when we drop them, we wouldn't be anything without our listeners. We thank y'all.
Okay, that was heartfelt. I like that.
I know, right, man? Look, boo-hoo. Can we get a crying, like, sound in it? Some, I don't know.
Chad, how you been, man? You all right?
Changes, bro. Changes. And a lot of projects have been pushed down, dude. So I've been beat to the fire, to say the least. But other than that, man, I'm good. I'm at home. I'm chilling with my peoples today. You know, we're recording on Christmas. On what, Christmas Eve? Yeah, Christmas Eve. Not sure when you guys are going to hear this, but
you're going to hear it before 2025. All right? I promise.
Hey, Sam, mark that down.
Yeah, I am, man. DC going to be, he going to drop it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right. He going to be like, it's
edit all three of them and have them uploaded.
But yeah, man, I'm doing good, dude. I'm just glad to be, as always, here and to talk, man. You know, unless we're talking about NFL, then I don't say shit because I don't know shit about that.
Yeah, man. DC, make sure you keep that timer on Shad, man, so that way, brother, in case you get long winded, man, we can.
You get long winded, man. The man has the lungs of fucking
you know. You know what? I'm a Baptist preacher, man. I gotta get my sermon in, you know. I gotta get it in. You know what it's like? You sitting in church, and he's still preaching. You've been there since like 8 o'clock that morning, and it's 3, and you still ain't out, and he's still going.
All right, man. DC, like, man, I wish I had a mute button on this joint.
Man, it's crazy that you say that because they're getting rid of my favorite show that does that. What's that show?
Oh,
what's
no. No.
What show that does that?
It's the show on ESPN that.
Around the Horn?
Around the Horn. They're getting rid of Around the Horn.
Oh, you're lying. Dude, you're lying. Now I gotta go look this up. Are they really for getting rid of
Around the Horn's great.
Dude, I thought they would get rid of PTI before they got rid of Around the Horn.
Nah, PTI is always going to be there, and eventually they'll end up getting new hosts for it. That's how I feel. Like, the PTI is like a staple. They're never going
to get rid of it. Yeah, but I don't feel like it's the same without
Will Barton.
Yeah, it's not the same.
But you got to think about it. The people who are watching it are getting older. We're about to die. They're dying out. Not to say that, but
bro, like, I watch it. I ain't dying.
Then you got us. We're getting up there, so they can end up doing like Pablo Torre or someone like some of these faces that are, especially some of these guys who are not going to have anything to do after Around the Horn gets away. You know, those guys are getting up in age, man. So
man, Woody is getting way up there in age. I was watching Around the Horn the other day. God damn. Woody look old as shit. Mm-hmm. I think he's like 80.
That's how it be, man. That's how it be.
Oh, that just hurts.
You got to do it. You have to do it. The unfortunate thing, and this is the thing that I don't want to get too political, but this is the thing that some of these politicians that we like, somebody needs to start saying, "Bam, you're too old." You know what I'm saying? Same thing with our TVs, all that stuff. There's a movie like that. I forgot the name of the movie where the guy was like, he's replacing Demi Moore with a younger, hotter version. But it just hurt. I forgot the name. I think it's called like The Substance or something like that. It's a movie that just came out not too long ago.
No, but
why I say that is, I'm trying to iterate that is, did you motherfuckers hear that about that senator that's from Texas?
Yes, I was just about to say that. For 6 months, she's been in our nursing home for 6 months. They hadn't seen her. There has to be an age cap on that goddamn shit, man. It just has to be an age cap.
Eventually, but yeah, that's something. Man, there we go, man.
That's wild, man.
But you know, she hadn't been the only one that's done that though in the last like what 5 years, like who else was missing and like was sick some of them older ones, you know, they in their 80s now. Like, it kind of go, grandma and grandpa. Like, they need term limits and they need an age limit on that stuff, man.
Hey, let's do it, man. Let's do it. We'll start the four quarters party.
I like the whole door to
door. The four quarters party.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, sports. Let's get back to sports. Bowl season, guys. This is an argument that started last episode where Sanjay and Shad was on. And Shad. Oh, Indiana doesn't deserve to be there. None of them.
They don't. Shad. I still believe that. You can't change my mind.
None of them did, Shad. None of them deserve to be there.
Clemson did. Obviously, Clemson did. They played hard. They played harder than anybody else I saw.
Shad's SEC biasness showed.
SEC bias here? Bro, all I want to see is the 12 best teams. And Clemson showed that they played. At least they played with some heart and they tried and they scored. Like, that was a game. That was probably the best game of the weekend. Honestly, I'm disappointed in Tennessee.
Why? Because they're SEC.
No, because I thought they would play better than that. Like, bro, they really?
Really?
I really did think they were going to play better.
They were frauds to me, and they showed exactly that they were frauds. If anything, Tennessee was our Indiana.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I can say that about Indiana. I can say that about Tennessee.
Yeah, but you're going to go look at Tennessee skills. You're going to be like, how many of them games can IU win? That's on their schedule.
Bro.
There's a big difference. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, tell me, go look at Tennessee schedule and tell me, you put IU in the SEC. I know they'll beat us. That's a dub right there. Let's go down the list and see who they will beat.
Here we go. You cheat Chattanooga. Listen. Chattanooga, IU winning. NC State, IU's winning. Kent State, IU's winning. Oklahoma in the beginning of the season, IU was winning. Arkansas, at that point in time, I feel like IU would have won it. Florida, at that point in time, it wasn't in the last seven games of the season. That was right before Florida started getting hot. I would think IU would win it. Alabama, IU loses. Kentucky, IU wins. Mississippi State, they beat the dog shit out of us. Georgia, IU loses. UTEP, IU wins. Vandy, IU wins.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know so.
I hear where both of you are arguing. And, obviously, Deese, I know what your take is compared to what Shad's take is. And, I think the bigger question is, guys, really is, was the 12-team playoff, was it too many teams is the question. Because the way I look at this, it's like, think about this, guys. And the reason why I say this, think about this. So there's a top 25 for a reason. And usually when you fall out of the top 25, it usually indicates that your team isn't good. And if you look at the difference between 25 and 1 in the talent level, it's so huge, right? You're talking about the Georgias, the Ohio States, the Oregons, right? Those schools who are going to get like several 5-stars versus a team that's ranked in the top 25 or right at 25 who probably has maybe 1 or 2 5-stars, maybe a few 4s and some 3s versus a team that's kind of falls in the middle of the pack where they're going to be full of 4s. In 3s and maybe 1 or 2 5s. And for me, my take on it is that usually there's a big drop off between the top 6 all the way through the rest of that list in the top 25. So I was a big proponent, me personally, of a 18 playoff. I was like, that would probably be the best number. And I think this next round of games is going to yield a lot more competitive games.
I agree.
I thought 12 was a little diluted. A bit of a money grab from the committee and the NCAA, but I'd be interested to see what you guys think on that.
No, I totally agree, bro.
No, I agree.
I thought that what was going to happen was we were going from 4 to like a 6 and to like an 8. You know what I'm saying? And then I woke up and I said, "Hold up, we're going 12 immediately."
Yeah.
And I said, what? That's crazy. But also, could it not be a little bit more?
Could we not do?
I genuinely think the first six should have deserved.
So you're gonna do the top 15?
Yeah, because look, top 15, you got. Let's be real. You had some arguments for some good teams. Miami, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Clemson. Let them beat each other up.
Clemson got in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm looking at, Clemson was 12 seed ranked, but ranking-wise, Clemson was underneath like South 16? Carolina. It's 16. Was it 16? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, even, I'm going to be real, going on in the beginning of the season all the way up until when they lost to Kansas, I think BYU was a good team. At home they were, but they fucked that up.
Oh, for sure.
I would have loved to see, I get what Sam's saying, but I would have loved to see, you know, as much as I wanted to see Notre Dame, Ohio State, the top six play that first week. Nah, I would have loved to see these other teams play it in, you know.
I don't know if I want to see, well, I'll tell you this, DC. I think I would like to see that now because I feel like the bowl games don't mean as much no more, right? Yeah. I would like to see more teams involved, and that would be the only reason because I feel like the bowl games don't have the same pageantry and, like, prestige as they did, right? Because, like, now you're not waiting for a bowl game to come on. You're not like, ugh, you're waiting for the playoff one, right? And that's it. So, although I do think one thing that the committee got right was the home field advantage, like the home field games for the
No, keep going. I'm listening, bro. I have my words after that.
Oh. You don't agree with the home field? Like the first those guys get their home field advantage? The home field
for this year sets up a better football season for next year. But I did not like the home field this year just because I think it would have been to be honest, if anything, the closest game was that Notre Dame IU game, in my opinion. Not closest, like I'm talking about field wise, like both of their fans could have had even amount of, you know, fans.
Oh,
there.
You're talking about fans. Nah, man, I like that. I think giving an extra home game gives it a little bit more pizzazz to it. It's like hosting an NCAA tournament. Like, that's exactly what it feels like. Like, they hosted the NCAA tournament here. Like, they hosted in Starkville, like a regional or something, like, or the baseball. It had that same feel to it, right? And that's what I liked about it. The only thing I did not like about it is the way they seated, because I don't agree with when I look at it now, totality, is how the conference champions automatically got a bid. Like the freebie, I don't know if I technically agree with that. Do I think you should be in? Yes, but I don't think you should get like an automatic buy though. I think that should go to whoever's the four best teams that are ranked the highest. They should get that because I feel like they earned it at that point, regardless if they lost.
I like the conference champions.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
I felt like if you're going through the season and you're winning the games in the conference, and then you're also going to that last conference game, championship game that is against somebody else, that is a pretty tougher matchup in your conference, and you're still winning it, you deserve that bye. Especially in Georgia's case, if you lose a quarterback and you got to play with a backup quarterback and he needs to get more fucking accumulated. No, not accumulated, like – acclimated with this, you know, they got going with on.
Well, here's what I'm going to say to that. Georgia was ranked high enough that it didn't matter. They would have got in anyway. All I'm saying is if you're ranked the number 1, 2, 3, and 4, you should get the buys. Georgia was in that. It didn't matter. Like, that didn't matter. So, like, that's one of the things. It applies to, like I'm glad that Boise won. But do you think they should have deserved a bye? And that's where it comes down to, like, do they deserve a bye? And not Arizona State, though.
I think that you do, because the problem with that, Shad, is that you start to de-incentivize winning your own conference championship. I think, you know, we didn't even get an ACC. The ACC didn't even get a bye. You got to think that both of their top two teams had to play in the first weekend. So it was one of those things where it was like, you know, it gives the team something to shoot for, right? It's like, hey, if we win our conference and we dominate we win the games we're supposed to win and we finish, like, win the SEC, hey, we're going to get a bye in the playoff. Like, that's your reward for winning your championship, your conference.
Yeah.
I honestly think that if you're winning the SEC, if you're winning the Big Ten, if you're winning the Big 12, those are the three most competitive conferences. Those automatically. And yeah, I want to see, you know,
But when you said that, though, I feel like you're leaving out the little bitty guys too. But and I was too. But like when you saying like, all right, they want to come to Big Ten, the Big 12,
they deserve
they deserve a bye. Okay, then what does that say about if you win the WAC? Like, do you deserve that bye?
I mean, you're getting a bye because you won the WAC and you only lost one game. It also that all is an incentivized. ACC could have got that one. If Miami had not bullshitted them games, they could have been in that position, and Boise would have had to play in. But they didn't.
I don't see that. I think Miami played as hard as they could. I don't know if they were bullshitting them games. Because they were not bullshitting. Like, they did that all year. They're trying to do that comeback from behind shit.
Which is a prime example why they did not play today their caliber all year. Like,
that shit is crazy to me. Like, you don't get behind
Miami and Iowa State. No. Miami and Iowa State were the comeback artists all year long, and then when it came to the games that they need to come to win, they didn't win.
It hurt them. That's what I'm saying. Like, but does that make them that caliber team? Because, like, I don't know if you being a comeback king like that is really. But the other thing I'm going to say too, because I don't think they're a comeback king. Like, I don't think that's necessary to you play like that and have to come back. Like, you have to put yourself in a hole to be able to play the game, and then you risk the chance of losing. Because if you're doing it against weaker competition, regardless if they're in your conference or not, I think that's a bad thing. That's a bad sign. That is a bad sign. You should be playing consistent through the whole game, not like, we're just going to lollygag in the first half, and second half we're gonna come back and we're gonna score 40 points or some shit, right? That should never be your mentality. You should go out there like a dog and put them in the ground out the door.
Yeah, which is what that's a good point, Shad. And I think this kind of harpens back to like why teams like Miami probably shouldn't have made the playoff, because like, if you play like that all season long and you kind of BS around, like DC said, why should they even let you in a 12-team playoff? Or at that point, like to maybe DC's point, like expand the playoff to like 16 teams or whatever it is. Because I'm like, you know, we can't, you know, if teams like, I'm just like, we got to draw the line in the sand somewhere, right? And the point is like, we want to see quality football. We want to see the best have an opportunity to compete for a national championship. And, you know, obviously, I think 12 presents a really good opportunity for a lot of teams to have a shot at a national championship, which I think, you know, I can't foresee it growing beyond 12 or needing to grow beyond 12 at that point. Because, like, the more people you let in, it's kind of incentivizes not winning, not trying to. I wouldn't say it decentivizes not winning your conference, but what it does, it also starts to award teams who kind of fall like in the third tier, or, you know, maybe you're the third or fourth best team in your conference, or fifth best team in your conference, if it goes all the way down to 15 or 16 teams, right? How many people do we really want? Like, you know, and that just gives it more opportunity for teams like, I hate to use Indiana as an example, but it just allows more false or kind of teams who've been on pretend all year compete against each other for a national championship when they really don't deserve it, in my opinion, when you have like three or four losses.
And honestly, that's why I was wondering, like, okay, so the only reason I said that was I was wondering, like, how do teams, well, I've never really watched the FCS championship, but I know the FCS championship is about 13 team or six, they have a 16 seed or whatever.
Yeah, they have like but they seed theirs kind of like the same way the NCAA tournament seeds. Like, but that's why I don't understand like why I don't understand why the college playoffs isn't seeded like the NCAA tournament. Because the NCAA tournament puts the best people at the number one slots, right? Right? It should have those bids and it should be slotted like that instead of the way it is. That's what I'm saying. A lot
Yeah,
of those
but
Like all those teams, when they conference champions, to get you got to think about the little B school, D1 schools that have the that like the SWAC. You got to win your championship to even get into the NCAA tournament to get an automatic bid. Like,
yeah,
it's the
Shaq.
same thing.
I
Yeah,
don't.
but basketball is different.
Yeah, there you go. It's different, man. Because you could
Basketball.
have it's like it because it's just different, man. Right? It's not like the same level of physicality, right? And cats aren't. Like it's just a different game for me, Shad. So I just
I think
I got
basketball
it.
is definitely a different
And
sport. I get what you're trying to say, Shad, but I think
yeah.
basketball is a different sport. Like, all right,
But I get it.
let's be honest. Like, you could have in basketball a team full of, 6'9", 7 footers, all the way up to your guard. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, how are you gonna beat them? Like, but a good coach and a good team in basketball can figure out a way to beat that. You know what I'm saying? Whereas where you have a big ass O line, a big ass D line, like unfortunately, I don't know. Like football is just a different sport in my opinion. You
I
know what I'm
understand
saying?
what y'all, I understand what y'all
I
saying,
get
but
what
I'm
you're
just
trying to
saying
say though.
I'm looking at like the fairness of it and like how it should be seated, and I
There
feel
is
like
no
that's
fairness, bro. They said
it's not
I
it's
think
not.
that what and I honestly believe that what they have going on this year was the best possible way for the first year. Now they can go into the second year and say, all right, we learn from it. We still want to prioritize win because wins, I would love for them to still do that because but also like
I don't think so. I think what you're gonna see next year is you're gonna see a team like IU, like schedule wise, I think their committee is gonna start ranking them lower. I really do feel that way. I don't know why, but I feel that way that that's what's gonna happen. Because
Man,
you're gonna be like,
sorry, Shad. You there's never, no matter how much smoke you blow up my ass, you're never going to convince me that there's going to be a situation where a team only loses one game and they're not going to be considered over a team that lost three games.
they will be considered, but I
no, there's no
still
way that
I
a logical person, even I'm living in Oxford, right? I'm talking to people, man. They even are admitting themselves, hey, man, all we had to do was win them games, bro.
they
We
did
had to
Oxford.
win.
That's all Ole Miss had to do, and I would love to see Ole Miss in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, I would love to see them in the playoffs. Just I would have rooted for them, and I'm a state fan, but that's just a Mississippi thing because I would be like, oh yeah, they're great, you know, whatever. But I don't know, man.
I
I
think
just
once
have.
you lose that third game, you kind of disqualify yourself. And there's nothing that you can come back from when you lose that third game. And so what they're doing is they're taking, yes, I understand. And they're going to have to, but, and also, you are over there acting like this is not the first time. I want to say you're acting like this is the first time all these games. We've seen so many blowouts. Team winning. Yes. Indiana might not have played the hardest schedule. I don't think Boise State did either. I don't think SMU did either. I don't think Tennessee did either. I don't think Clemson did either. You know what I'm saying? So, unfortunately, they had the best teams that they could get. They played.
Yeah. So, like, that's why I was about to say, so strength of schedule ain't gonna mean a hill of beans. Then you can play anybody at that point. Just as long as you can. No, but listen, but the way
division, bro.
Okay, here's my thing. Outside conference games, you don't have to schedule nobody hard. That's what I'm saying. You won't have to do that. All you gotta do is play a schedule game.
Tennessee's outside schedule.
That's what I'm saying. I got that. It ain't based off that. They're looking at the SEC schedule. Like, that strength of the schedule is literally, you look at State's next year's schedule, they have the hardest schedule in the nation. It's ranked number one.
Yeah, so what I say to that, man, it sounds like, you know, in terms of, like, DC, you make a good point, right? It's like they're not going to decentivize a one-loss team in a Power 5 conference or a Power 4, wherever we're down to. And it's like, you know, now we have to and, you know, strength of schedule. You're right, Chad. It's going to come down to that. It's like, why would you even try to schedule a hard out of conference game? Like, don't do it. There's no incentive to you scheduling. If you're an SEC team, there's no incentive for scheduling a Big 12 school or Big 10 school on your schedule. Just try to win your conference at that point. Just stick to your conference schedule. And stack up as many wins as you can out of conference on some easy schools and just live with it.
And I think you're going to see that happen. I think you're going to see, you're not going to see the Alabamas and the Clemsons and all these things but that drives money. So now you're just going to wait to the lesser games. You're going to get these little ruby poops. You're going to see the teams run up the scores. Nobody wants to watch that. Viewership too.
I don't think that's going to particularly happen because you know what, Chad? There's always going to be the first week games. There's always going to be the second week games. They're going to have teams. And guess what? Most of the time, those teams that play those games are going to end up in the darn playoff. Who plays the first game in the season? Notre Dame and Texas A&M?
Exactly.
Who's in the playoff?
Notre Dame. But what I'm saying is, why would I, if I'm Notre Dame, why would I schedule Texas A&M?
Notre Dame has to schedule that.
Even if I'm Texas A&M, I don't have to. I'm already in the SEC. Why do I have to schedule it?
You're not going to sit here and tell me that Texas A&M didn't want a chance to play off. That's not what I'm telling you.
That is not what I'm telling you. I'm asking you, what incentive does any of these teams in the SEC that are the upper tier gain from scheduling a harder out of conference or scheduling an opponent like that?
Your whole argument is like
nobody's going this wins, right? If it's about the win, why the hell am I going to do that? Because I want to need a win. If it's about the wins,
what I'm trying to say, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Your whole argument is SEC is the best, right? So why would they not schedule it? Why would they? So you're telling me when has there ever been a year? Let's go back to the last 5 years. When has there ever been a year where there wasn't an SEC team in that first peach in that first game in Georgia?
It's not just SEC. The only reason I talk about SEC because it's relevant.
Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
This goes to the ACC. This goes to the. It goes to the Big Ten. It goes to the WAC. It goes to all these other conferences. Why would I schedule a hard outside opponent when all it's going to do is hurt me in the end? When all I have to do is be like Indiana, I can play all my in-state, play a week out-of-state schedule, play a week in-conference schedule, and still make it because it's about I got 11 wins and one loss.
IU, we just proved it. Tennessee did the same thing.
Yeah. I think y'all, where I land on this, Chad, I agree with you on the fact that none of these big Power 4 schools have any incentive to play one another, like play any strong out of conference teams.
None.
if you want to make sure that your team can make it to the playoffs, then you play the games you got to play in conference.
Exactly.
And your out-of-conference games can be cupcake games to help you stack your wins so you have an opportunity to make the playoffs at the end of the year.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've been saying. And he's talking about wins. I'm saying the same thing he's saying, but I'm saying there's no incentive.
Like, that's you're right. You're good, Shad. You're good, bro.
I'm like, yo, what are you talking about?
There is an incentive.
DC, you're right. You're right. DC, there is an incentive. And the incentive is that if you do schedule the out-of-conference game, you got to make sure you can win it. You got to make sure you can win if you're going to play another Power Four school. Because if you lose, it's going to hurt you. But if you win, it could help you bolster you further up the rankings. And it could help you in terms of, like, win losses. It does help. Like I said, I think both of y'all make some valid points on different parts. Like, Shad, like, you're right. Like, in terms of scheduling out, why would you do it if you play in a Power Four? Like, you don't need it. All you need to do is win your conference, win your conference games, and win the easy out-of-conference games. That's all you got to do. That is a problem. Then also to the DC's point, right, it's like, hey, if you do schedule an out-of-conference game, like, against another Power Four school, especially a good one, and you win it, oh, man, that helps you out. And that may actually help gain you a loss or gain you a win in the event that you lose in conference. Like, it could kind of help make up for a loss, depending on how you win that game.
Yes and no. I'm going to tell you why no. Yes, it can make up for that game in conference if they do well in their conference. But if they don't do well.
Yeah, Shad. Right.
For example, FSU, right? FSU, they ain't do too hot this year. But if you put them on your schedule, you're looking like, oh, I'm playing FSU. That's a great thing. Like, as long as they win their games, whatever, it makes you look good. But when they don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, when they don't. So you're taking a risk. This is what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, the risk versus reward, I think, is too great. And I think ADs are going to start to look at that. I think the Big Ten is going to start looking at that. I think the new Pac-12 is going to start looking at that. I think all these conferences, the ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, are all going to look at this year and be like, what's the purpose of me scheduling somebody really hard outside?
Yeah, and that was a problem that I had with the whole expanding the whole playoff thing. Because I'm like, if you wanted a shot to make like a 16 playoff or 14 playoff, you had like your out of conference games also mattered too, right? You had to schedule some good opponents, and you also needed to win that to help bolster your resume to make the 4 or 16 playoff if they would have had it. But with the whole
Yo, I'll go first then. I'm going to make a bold statement. Sam, you back?
I'm back, bro. Difficulty. Sorry.
Yeah, man.
It's all good.
Y'all got to get on these PCs, man. Go ahead, Sam. Finish what you were saying, bro.
No, I was done with my diatribe. Yeah, okay. I was good.
Basically, what my question was, man, who y'all got? Let's go. Who y'all got going from? We got Texas, Arizona State, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Boise State, Notre Dame, Georgia.
Well, I think the first question I want to ask, which one do you think is going to be the easiest, like the potential be a blowout game?
Penn State, Boise State. I think we all think that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come out. For me, it's going to come from that bracket. It's either going to be Notre Dame, Georgia, or Penn State, Boise State. Because Notre Dame defense really does look formidable.
For sure.
But also, Georgia has a good DJ. I think Notre Dame, when they went and picked up Riley Leonard, he played at Duke last year. He's a good quarterback. So I think, I mean, I can see him definitely running one in. Definitely having a good rushing game. I see them eating. I can literally see them eating up fucking. They're going to eat up Georgia, I think. Here goes my prediction. I go Notre Dame, Penn State, Arizona State. All right. I think everybody wants us to bet on Oregon. Vegas wants us to bet on Oregon. But I think that if Ohio State doesn't win that game, if Ohio State doesn't beat Oregon, Ryan Day is fired. Ohio State, Arizona State. So 6-7, 8-4, which would leave Ohio, which would be crazy because that means Arizona State would be the lowest seed, even though right now, if you wanted to go bet on them, they are the largest odds to win right now. I mean, like, so you put $100 in it, and you get $5,000 back for Arizona State.
What's the spread on them between Texas and them? Like, 14. What is the thing?
They're projecting Texas to beat them by 14.
Oh, that wow. Team
watching the Big 12 championship is not a 14-point loss to Texas. Texas is not that good. I think SMU, I mean, I think Clemson gave them hell. I think Arizona State's going to give them some dick. That sounds crazy.
I don't disagree with you, man. I'm looking at this, who's left in the field, right? And Notre Dame versus Georgia, right? I think the big matchup is, I think Georgia still carries a good defense, right? But is that going to be enough to help them overcompensate for a probably not so great offense? But we could be wrong, man. It could be one of those things where Georgia knows they're a man down, right? They don't have deck. So they're going to lean heavy on the run game on offense, and it's going to be just the will of their offensive line to try to push Notre Dame's defensive line, right, and reset the line of scrimmage to be able to run the ball. But I like Notre Dame in the game because I just think Notre Dame just got more going for itself going into that ball game. And, you know, I think they're like my dark horse to make it to the national championship. And then between Boise and Penn State, I really wish Boise would have played in that first round because that would have let us know immediate. Them getting that first round bye, and I think Penn State's going to win that game pretty easily, in my opinion. But we'll see. And then the Ohio State-Oregon game, man, look, man, it's – man, it was a close game the last time these two teams played early in the season. And I like Oregon. But I think Ohio State, I think playing Tennessee in that first round definitely gave them the jolt that they'll need to make it to the, you know, at least the semifinals. And then Texas and AU. Bro, DC, I agree with you, man. ASU ain't nobody to sleep on, bro. They physical. They can run the ball. Shad, they look – I mean, we watched them when they played Mississippi State earlier this year, thought they look good. And I just didn't know we were pretty bad too, but you know, ASU's running back was also running through a couple of other teams throughout the season. So I like ASU against Texas. I think Texas has the ability to win the game. I think that's going to be probably a close game.
Yeah.
It's a pick 'em for me.
Yeah, I don't think I definitely would take them with the points.
I agree.
I think I would take Arizona State with the points. The over in the Ohio State-Oregon game, I think it's high scoring. I think PSU with the points is going to be great. And I would take Notre Dame plus the points, bro. I think I'm with you, man. I think, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go bet that today, you know. Anyway, Chad, who you like?
I say Boise pulls out an upset on Penn State.
I keep I'll
tell you why. I feel like Penn State plays well in big games. Like, I just don't. I don't see. Like, I know what the odds say. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. But I feel like Penn State going to end up choking on something. And I don't want them to. I really don't want to because their defense looked really good against SMU. Like, really, really good. And their offense didn't look that well to me.
I don't like him at all.
So yeah, like, it just didn't. It didn't feel like it clicked. So, if they defense don't hold up like it did against SMU, I'm going to pick Boise for the upset.
Yeah, Shad, have you watched enough Boise games? How do you feel like – how do you analyze Boise's offense against Penn State?
I hadn't watched Boise at all. I'm just being like – I know that James Frank – not what's it? Is it James Franken? Frank, whatever. Doesn't do well in big games. Like, his team just ends up choking.
The only reason I'm going to go with Penn State on that game is Boise State's quarterback, he do be coughing up that ball.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I haven't watched Boise. I know they run the ball a lot. If they can stop them from running, they probably win the game. But if they can't, this is what I'm saying. If they can't, it's going to be hard going because, like, Boise is going to do what old school football. They're going to run the clock out on the ground. And if you can't stop them, you're going to have a problem.
No. I can't agree with you on that. Running the clock out on the ground.
If they get ahead, that's what I'm saying. If they get ahead, and I don't feel like Penn State is explosive enough, because what I watched the other day, it wasn't their offense. It was the defense that won that game for them. I don't feel like they're that explosive. They're opportunistic, right? They're opportunistic, but they're not explosive. And if they get behind, I think it's going to be a rough going for them. But I just wanted to pick something crazy out. But that's my
yeah. You did that.
You might be right. I hope you're right. No, I don't hope you're right. I think you might be right. It's a possibility, but I also think that. All right, when you have a running back who is running and his yards after carry is such as big as Gentry's is, there's not going to be a possibility for them to be slow running the game. You get what I'm saying? If he's just running and if the type of running back he is doesn't show me as a running back who's going to, like, he's an explosive running back. You get what
for
I'm saying?
For sure.
I just don't.
Yeah.
But didn't Oregon had a hard time? But Oregon had a hard time stopping him.
It also was the first game. That was the first game of the season.
I get it, but they had a hard time. And they lost. They still won the game. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying they still had a hard time. That's my only caveat to this. I see what y'all saying about the Texas and Arizona game. I really do. On that one, I think it's going to be come down to a field goal. It could go either way. I don't really know on that one. That's the one I don't know. Like you said, they can stop Arizona's run, I think they'll be okay.
But the thing
if they can stop them from running, they'll be okay. Because I look at way I picture them is a run first team, and they're going to run the ball down your throat, and then they're going to run a play action off of that, and then they might do a little dunk over the top, if I'm not mistaken, is what they really do. So what I'm saying, if Texas comes out and hits them in the mouth and stops them from running the ball, they don't win that game, but it will be a close game because I don't think Texas is good. I'm not going to take anything from them. I think they're good. But I don't know about Quentin Ewers. Like, what I mean by that, I don't know if he's going to be healthy enough. I know he was healthy last week. He put up, I can't remember what was the score of the game last week with that. Hold on, let me go back.
While you're
Texas
looking,
put up 38 on Clemson. Okay.
While you're looking, I'm going to say this. Arizona State does have a 1,000.
There you go. It's a field goal game. It's a field goal
Arizona
game.
Does have a 1,000-yard receiver. They have a 700-yard receiver on the other side.
Okay.
Stepped up during the Iowa State game. I don't think it's just – I think that that game, that wide receiver was hurt, and they had to run the ball a lot. But they can run the ball. I feel like they're all around the reason why I'm picking them to win the national championship this year, they're all around a better team, good coach, good coaching, and that this is like the stepping stone for them this year.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you. But I'm just saying, it's a field goal game. I don't know who wins that one. That was kind of close. I'm picking Oregon. I'm not Oregon. I'm picking Ohio State to beat Oregon. I think Ohio State got some.
Let me go put them.
I think Ohio State has some vengeance that they got to get back, right? Because I'm with you, DC. I think Ryan Day gets fired if he don't win this one. He lost to Michigan 4 years straight. And I get it. He's a 10-win coach a year of plus, right? Great. But this is Ohio State we're talking about. And I think they came out with that same amount of vengeance and took it out on Tennessee. And I'm hoping they have something in the tank next week. Not next week. It is next week.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's. For Ohio State. I mean, for Oregon. I think they're going to come out and they are going to play hard and fast. And I think they win that game.
Yeah. It's a pick 'em. That game right there is a pick 'em. It started, well, in my opinion, it is. It started
right
at 1 for Oregon State. I mean, for Ohio State.
They got Ohio State spread like a negative 2 points. They got a total of like 55 points.
They got it as a field goal game. Yeah,
a field goal game, right? So
I think they end up covering, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's just gonna be a high scoring game. I think Dylan Gabriel's got something to show. You think it's gonna be what?
I think it's gonna be low scoring. I think they're gonna be under. I think they're gonna be under that 55.
All right. Y'all heard it here first. Sam.
No, I'm taking the over on that one, bro. I think that's going to be one of those games because how the first game started. I think this game is going to start off really slow in terms of like point production, but that second half is going to be explosive. Is what I'm
anticipating. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a slow grinder, dude. I really do. I don't think it's going to be that many points. I really don't.
Money already ready.
I think they're going to grind it out, and you're going to see a different. You're going to see a different Ohio State team.
You said 55. Go ahead.
No,
they got a total of 55.5 points is what they're saying.
Sam, did you still want to do the Notre Dame to win it?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna hit you up this week.
Letting you know, 50 gets you back 400, my boy.
That's what I like to hear.
The Notre Dame Georgia game. Oh, they got that as a field goal game too.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm having a difficult time with this one. Because if Texas loses to Arizona State, then Georgia loses.
Well, it's the last game of the night. You can go change your pick later.
But I'm going to pick Georgia over Notre Dame. I want to flat out say that. I want to pick Georgia over Notre Dame.
Sad went but, exactly where we thought he was going to go. He went SEC.
No, I didn't. Hold on. I didn't pick an Arizona and Texas game. I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I don't know. This one, I think Notre Dame played with a lot of heart and a lot of uptick last week, right? Their defense played well. Georgia defense plays well. Georgia's down their starting quarterback, but I think they're not. But something about them when their second screen quarterback got in, and it was just like this jolt of energy. And I know they got Notre Dame has time to prepare for him. But it's still a question mark there. But it ain't much. It's like splitting hairs to me. It really is like splitting hairs.
Heard.
But like once again, Notre Dame might be explosive. They didn't really have to be against a game against IU, but their defense was. God, it was flying to the ball. Offense played well. They ran the ball well. They passed the ball well. So to me, it's just a hard split. And it's like, well, is momentum on Georgia's side since their quarterback hurt? Are they going to go out and play with passing, or are they going to lay down? And I think that could be the difference in the game. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm looking at all that, and I'm thinking I'm going to bank on Georgia's passion. That's what I'm going to bank on. But this is Notre Dame's chance to win, though. And if I had to pick one, if whoever wins that game, I think we'll win a national title.
No. Yeah, you lost.
I'm not picking Arizona to win. I don't know. I don't. I'm not picking them to win.
Okay. You lost me at Georgia, my boy.
That's fine.
You lost me at Georgia. And the only reason I say that is their fucking head coach is a fucking crybaby. What did he say at the end of the SEC game? You remember, Sam? I think he says in the long line. It's about time we showed. The commissioner who had us on the road all year long and came about, and it was like they were only on the road for 4 games. I can see the easiest way in being from the bottom of the bracket. But I mean, we got a 1 week, man. I say everybody just take $100. And bet, let's do this. We all take $100, right? We bet what we think as a 4-leg parlay, and we come back after that and see what happens, man. Whoever ends up with the money ends up with the money. We buy each other dinner with it. There we go. Sam, I got to say something to you, man. I got a bone to pick with you.
Bro, what's up, man?
Man, you predicted the fucking Steelers at the beginning of the season. And until the game against the Ravens this past weekend, they were. I'm proud of you, man. You pulled a Sanjay-like prediction out of your ass. It was amazing. And you were exactly right. You said everything you said is exactly how the season went. You said that they were going to do a little winning with what's his name, and then Russell was going to take over somehow, and they were going to get elevated even more. And you're right. And I applaud you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. They hadn't looked good these last 2 weeks because Pickens been out. But I think once he gets back in the offense, they'll be back to putting up. Yeah, they'll be back to putting up, you know, close to 30 points a game. Yeah, man. I've just kind of taken the optics right of the offseason, right? Bengals had a rough offseason, but they seem to be bouncing back and maybe making a playoff push. To get into the playoffs, so we'll see.
I think that's over. I think so too.
Yeah, they got a shot, but yeah, I think that door's closed too. But yeah, I think Baltimore's got an easy way in, but it's Pittsburgh division to lose. Like Pittsburgh is still ahead in the division despite losing to Baltimore this past weekend. They just need to beat Clint. They need to beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day tomorrow, and they just need to wrap it up with the Bengals.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So it's still Pittsburgh division to lose, and they're still fighting for that 2 seed. They need it. I kind of don't like their chances now that they've lost, but I do like them getting the 3 seed, and we'll see. Because the Bills' schedule is hella easy. They play, I think they play the Jets. Do they play the Jets? They play two division. They play three. Their last three games are divisional games. I know it's against the Jets, and they don't even have to play Miami anymore. It's the Jets and the Patriots. So are their last three games between them two teams. So I think they're going to cakewalk it in. So I think Pittsburgh is going to lock up that 3 seed.
Yeah, man. I think the game against the Chiefs and the refs tomorrow is going to be really crazy.
Yeah.
I think, man, what's really crazy is the three games in 11 days for the Chiefs. Isn't it for like the Chiefs and the Texans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they playing on Netflix?
Oh, yeah, bro.
That was going to be my. You know how we usually do a bone to pick. That was gonna be my bone to pick. What's going on? I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of every time I look, I gotta go subscribe to something else. I got 80 million subscriptions. This shit is getting out of hand, man.
Yeah, you're speaking to the truth.
You're not lying, because like people were saying it about the why NBA numbers are down so much, because you got to have like 15 million subscriptions just to see the NBA game. What happened to being on a local on your local channel or something? You know, you got a national televised game or whatever. I think NBA
is better than fucking ESPN. I mean, fucking NFL. At least on Mondays and Wednesdays, you are on ESPN, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're on fucking TNT.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At least I know where I can. Like, that's been the story for the longest. I got to go watch on Saturday. I got to go watch shit on Peacock with the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got to have the NFL network. I got to have. And it's like, come on, bro. This shit is out of hand. You got to. The watch the NFL, you legit got to. I want to say the number. Man, I can tell you the number. NFL to watch NFL games subscription amount. They said it was like $1,000-something to watch all the games this year, because you're automatically paying $400 for the Sunday package. Then you have to have Amazon. Then Amazon. I forgot about that. You got to have Amazon. You got to have Peacock. And now you got to have the Netflix. This shit's ridiculous, bro. At least ESPN. And then you got to have ESPN. I forgot about that. Because now they do Monday night games when they do two games on Monday night, and one got to be on ESPN Plus. NFL, you're wrong. You used to be the league of the people.
Yeah, this year seems to be a bit of a stretch. I agree, man, because not only that, think about how much football they've decided to put. They put a game on Christmas Day this year, y'all, like on a Wednesday. NFL never played games on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh, man. It's just like they're just grabbing a lot, right? They're trying to figure out how far they can reach, and they're pushing us to the limit this year.
Doing too much, yes. They're like the Kardashians of sports, and I'm getting tired of it.
You said the Kardashians, all right.
Like, goddamn, man. And you know what? You're right. The NBA needs to start some shit. Because you know what? For all my life, Thanksgiving been for the NFL, and NBA has had Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're moving on our territory. I'm sending my 7-footers over to your office. We're going to have some talking. We need to start handling shit like we used to.
Yeah, man, they're reaching, man. So we'll see, man. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the viewership goes. If they come out with the reports that the viewership was down for the NBA this Christmas because of the NFL games and vice versa. We'll see. Hopefully the NFL don't do this again. Like, they probably experiment. I hope they don't do this again. Stick to your Mondays. Stick to your Sundays. stick to your Thursday nights like you were doing in Saturdays in the last 3 weeks of the season. Leave it at that. And if Christmas does happen to fall on a Sunday or Monday or Thursday or Saturday, hey, go play your games.
No, for real. We really are watching football damn near every day of the week.
Every day, bro. Every day. Every day. Every day. But I think we entered into a phase where we went like 52 days or something like that with just football almost every day.
Yeah, because the bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right, man. That was my what grinds my gears, man. What about you, Shad? What's grinding your gears? Minus Indiana making the playoffs.
Nah, fuck Indiana. Nah.
He told you lay that down, bro.
Extremely happy that those teams made it to the playoffs, though. I don't think I got anything really grind. But the Senator thing, man, that would grind my gear. If I had to really say anything, we need age limits and term limits on senators and representatives.
I haven't agreed in a while, Chad. I'm with you, man.
You should not be serving in your 80s. And I know if you're still mentally capable and do all this, but you shouldn't. I think there should be a cap, a retirement age of 65. And if you have not ran for Congress before then, you're shit out of luck. You should probably have a 4-term limit, and that's it. And call it a day. So that's the only thing that burns my gears, because you're not able to actually do your job and represent the people. And that's what you're supposed to be doing, or representing the people. And you cannot do that if you're not in the office. And also, I think there should be a quote on how many times you can miss a vote. You should only be allowed to miss so many votes a year.
Okay, I can see that. I agree.
So, just like you got to be there for all your other jobs, you have to get a vote. You have to physically be there, do your vote. If I had a limit on how many votes they can miss, it's probably 3.
And Chad, when you say miss your votes, are you talking about the actual voters or?
No. I'm talking about when they actually have bills on the House and the Senate floor and they need to be voted on. You should only miss 3 votes, period. That's meaning you have to be at your job. You have to be there to do your job. And if you're not there, you're missing 3 votes. Something's wrong. Like, why are you not there? And if it is, you need to have a reliable excuse. Just like anything else, you should have to report that to your people that you are representing and be like, I haven't been able to do this. Or I can't do this.
Right.
And like, you have to give up your seat then. And there needs to be a special election. Like, I don't care if there's 15 million of them things doing, but you're there. People put you there, put their faith in you, have voted for you to do those things and to do your job. And if you're not there to vote on bills that are important, because every bill is important. I don't care what nobody say. Every bill is important. You need to vote. That's what you're there for, to represent your constituents.
I agree, man.
That's my rant for today.
Of many.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm sorry, bro. He left it there. I had to jump on it.
You're right, man.
Hey, Shad, you're right. Been on point.
It's been a great conversation, man. I'm going to have to do some real good editing on this model. We've been in and out. I know I just been out for a little bit, too. It's going to be a great episode. Great. The pack is back, man. The holiday pack is back.
I hate to cut you off, my brother, but you did not.
I'm sorry, man. Maybe it was on purpose because you haven't been here.
We're just going at it. I'm going to wrap it up quick. So, okay, what's grinding my gears right now? Let's talk about, I'm going to keep it sports related because this is a sports episode. So, how about the transfer portal? right? Ooh. We've seen a lot of teams, like we've seen a lot of players, like there are on teams in the playoffs not make, like I just, the transfer portal is just insane, right? It ends, like team players are already jumping teams and the playoffs barely started. And it's like, they got to figure out how to fix this transfer portal issue because it's like, there's no way players should be able to jump teams while the season is still gone. That shouldn't happen. And I don't know if they need to do something to where maybe you can make your transfer during the summer months necessarily. But it just doesn't coincide well with the way the college season now has been extended, right? It's 17 games now that a team can play. A college team can play up to 17 games if they make it to the national championship. And that's a lot of games. So that's a long season. So I think they just need to figure that out. I think there's a lot of stuff that needs to be worked on in terms of this transfer portal. So I'm going to leave it at that. Maybe we could talk about that in a later episode, but that's
No, you're right, man. Keep talking about it. I totally agree.
Yeah, well, you know, man, because part of it is too, right? If a player decides to leave in December or November, whenever their season ends, right? It's mm-hmm. like, who knows, right? You got the spring game coming up in May, in March or whenever they play that spring game, early April, right? And you never know, right, where you're going to fall on that depth chart. So I'm like, hey, go to, like, the way the transfer portal should work is like, okay, the season's over, right? So you go through the spring camp of your team that next, see where you fall on the depth chart. And then make the decision to transfer during the summer if you know you're not going to be where you want to be on that team.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard, Sam. I get what you're saying, but you got to think about school. There's a lot more that goes along with that, right? You got to get acclimated to the school, right?
Chet, but what better way to get acclimated than over the summer? You're talking about a student that's like ending a season in November with one team and then starting in a new school in January just so they can make the academic calendar to play in the spring game. Mm-hmm. And they're already leaving their team, which may be playing in a bowl game or in the playoffs.
Because the spring game is where they're making their cuts at. That's where they're making their cuts. Like, you're not going to – if you want to be on a depth chart, you have to be before. Now, here's where – I know this is wrong because the season doesn't fall right, but I feel like you should not transfer, or you cannot transfer until the playoffs are done.
But Shad, by that time, guess what? Signing days have already happened.
Right.
The school semester's already for the spring and the fall, whatever. For the winter, it's already started.
To me, it's the same consequence, right? You go out and finish that year out, you can transfer during the summer. It's the same thing. You're saying transfer in the summer, play the spring game, transfer in the summer. I'm basically saying the same thing. I'm saying transfer after it's out. You can transfer schools, you just can't go there yet. You finish your school year out, transfer in the summer, play, right? Don't hold a spring game. Right, the spring games for those guys who want to trade whatever you can, and you hold one final game to do like a tune-up and like where you're cutting it, because the most teams they're cutting. That's what I'm saying. Don't transfer to after all the playoffs are done. Now you got time between January and the end of school to look for a new school to go to enroll in for the summer. Right, you play all summer with them. And then you have, and that's it. Where you are is where you are until the next following. Because you got high school players that are coming in. They're coming in. They're doing all that stuff, right? So all that stuff is doing something.
I'm going to be real. At this point, high school players really don't matter no more, man. It's about these motherfuckers getting this NIL. First of all, a high school player not really finna get no NIL no more.
Oh, that brings up another point. Yeah, I know they rule that JUCO don't count no more, right? You get your eligibility back.
That's wild, man.
So hey, those 2 years.
Does that mean they can go back and get people are going to be able to get eligible and come back?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Hey, look. Now, this is a conversation that I know this was pretty late in this convo, but for the future, man. Hey, we got to do something about paying these motherfuckers, man. Like, 5 years ago, I was all for paying these niggas, man.
Now you're not.
No. I am. I'm still. Look, I think. Look, this might sound crazy for a man of my stature who wants to get as much money as I can in my life, and I want them to get as much money as they can in their life. But this shit, where prime example, you're not finna come to me, get $1 million, go to another school, and go to another school, say I'm gonna get you two, and you gonna leave. No, motherfucker, this shit got. We gotta figure some shit out. All right, so this is what we're gonna do. I want to do quarterback. They get a certain percentage. You know what I'm saying? Oh, lineman, them niggas not really getting no money, bro. No offense, man, but we need to start having some incentive based NIL contracts. Something where you can still get your money, but I need to see you gonna get a cut up front, and you gonna get a little bit in the back. You're gonna get a big cut in the back end. Cause this shit is getting out of hand, bro.
I agree.
This shit is nowhere where I imagined it. You know what I'm saying? I thought these niggas was gonna get like 40,000. You know, and I thought that was
you thought they gonna get 40,000.
No, for real. I thought that shit was generous. Like, damn, they go to school, they making a salary. You know what I'm saying? They are employees of the school. I thought that was generous. These niggas get millions of dollars. What the fuck is going on? These niggas get millions. I ain't no hater, but I'm feeling like a nigga off of, what was that movie, man? Y'all niggas get money over here. God damn, these niggas getting money. And then it's so easy to lure a nigga away from school with a couple of dollar signs, man. Where is the integrity, bro?
Kids ain't going to the school because I want to go to the school. They're going for the money, right? Or you go to a program that can get you to a league. You know what I'm saying?
What happened back in the day? What did Ole Miss? What we used to say about Ole Miss when we went to state, man? They would sit them, they would stick them white girls on them, and then they would. Like, you ain't got to do that no more. You ain't got to do it no more, man. Now it's, hey, man, I got to. Quinshon Judkins, prime example, man. Ohio State. He could have been at Ole Miss, man. He could have been a man. They offered him, they were offering that dude $1 million. Ohio State said, man, you ain't even got to start. You going to get two. What the fuck?
I'm going to go get that too, my boy.
That shit is crazy. So I'm not at a, I don't, I'm still not at a point where I oppose these, because they can easily, something can happen. You're paralyzed for the rest of your life. Yes. But I'm not opposed to it because they're putting their bodies on the line. And we're talking about it, but we got to have some type of regulation. That's what I'm saying. We got to start having some type of, holy shit. I never in my life could imagine. Couldn't imagine it, bro.
It's wild, man.
Wild, Wild West out here. I thought Sam was going to say something about Travis Hunter. When he said, like, I was like, oh, it's gonna
look, we're not even gonna speak about that on this podcast, man. Because
on that man, girl,
that's not our business, man. And it's not the people on the internet's business. Whatever they got going on, they got going.
Wait a minute, man. I'm in the dark, bro. What y'all talking about?
Oh, you don't know? Look it up.
All right, here we go.
Give me the cliff notes, man.
Here we go. Cliff Notes is, I personally think that there's an entity on the internet that wants Travis Hunter, whether it be some older cougar, what do you call them girls? Cleat chasers?
Uh-huh.
That want somebody, But basically, they're trying to break Travis Hunter and his girlfriend up, even though he's his fiance, even though he's engaged. So now they're going and digging up everything they want on this girl. They made this girl overthink everything. He got his Heisman. She didn't stand up. They were blasting her then. They're like, oh, look at her. Coach Prime. Like, it's just like, it's like, what are we doing, bro?
Yeah.
He's a football player, bro.
Yeah.
You wouldn't kiss him at the game. He tried to kiss her. She moved the other cheek the other way. Like, small shit, bro. And everybody's like, man. Like, it's a two-way thing. Like, but I do. I'm like DC, though. I do feel like somebody trying to get after him, though. But
yeah, we'll find out in like 2 years, you know, because more than likely they done bullied this man to break up his girl with his girlfriend. They done went around and got it and eloped, and they're in Hawaii right now. And if I was them, that's what the fuck I'd be doing. I wouldn't care. You know what
I hope he got a prenup. That's all I'm going to say.
See, and that's the whole conversation right there, Sam. That's the whole conversation.
I hope he got a prenup, because I really do. And I don't mean no harm.
Who are we to him? We're not. That's my whole conversation has been. We're nobodies.
We're nobodies. We nobodies. I get that. But so shit, basically, man.
Sam, all this stuff has came out about this girl and her past, and they have supposedly been together 5 years, but stuff has come out about her for within the last 3 years, and you don't know their timeline, and we don't really truly know their timeline. I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If there is something nefarious and he ends up getting caught up on him and he didn't have the wits to be like, let me step back, that's on him. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn yourself. As men, we all have to learn. But let me tell you, while we're talking about men needing to learn, Chad, have you been, since you're talking about Travis Hunter, have you talked about, what's his name? The dude who played Shameik Moore?
Man, he doing it. Yeah. Old girl told him to take it. Boy, that was wild.
Niggas is taking L this year, man.
That was wild. See, bro, I saw the rant, not the rant that she went on, but her little speech that she was talking, that she said, I don't know why he did that. I told him to take it down. I'm getting married. And like, that was weird. I told him, you're being weird. And I was like, man, I had to figure out who he was, first of all.
One last quick update. All right, so we don't have too many black superheroes. We got Miles Morales. The guy who voiced Miles Morales, his name is Shameik Moore. He is the only Spider-Man who is not hooked up or gotten with his co-star. All the other three did. Also, all the other three were white. You're black. Also, your character is black, white. It's all this other shit. So they didn't bully this dude off the internet, too. Which is fucking crazy to me. But basically, the day that Josh Allen came out and said that he was gonna get engaged to the girl who voiced Spider Gwen in the audio, in the thing, he posts some crazy, you know, message talking about, well, there's more people in there out there to meet. And everybody starts clowning him. It's like, what the fuck is going on? You know, you're a grown ass man, dude. Not to mention, they already said they weren't going to cast you as fucking Spider-Man and as Miles Morales in real life.
He's too old.
Yeah, he's too old. He's like 32,
33. If anything, they might do that kid from Blackish or some shit like that.
Somebody's going to get it. Or, you know, I like the kid who just played in the Penguin. He's a little
older. I've never seen that. I hadn't seen that yet.
Well, go watch it. It's a great show. Sam, this dude then posts a music video of him and an actress named Laura Harrier. Here we go. Sam, are you here? Are you watching? Oh, shit.
I'm watching. Let's go.
Here. Let me show you something real quick. All right. Share your screen. He then posts. This you probably seen her before, Laura Harrier. She was in the first Spider-Man, right?
Was she really?
She was in the Spider-Man Far From Home. She was his love interest before it was Zendaya. All right, so this video that he posts is hilarious because now everybody on the internet's like, oh, you know, he was working on another Spider-Man. You know, he was working on, like, so we thinking that he's really worried about, you know, Hailee Steinfeld. He's over here on that. Well, she comes out, like Sad said, I don't even know why he posts that. I'm engaged. She called him. You know what I'm saying? We're like, oh, fuck. Who's, this is not our Spider-Man. This is not our Miles Morales. Who are you, bro?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, Shameik Moore, he's gone. He, you can't find him nowhere. He was a kid from... It's on
what's that movie that he played in that I really like on Netflix? Nope.
He was in
The Get Down. Oh, I was going to say The Get Down.
They where he was in Get Down. He was in Dope. Get Down. That's where that girl is from, though. That's where she's from. She's from Dope. The she played the they best friend.
Then you got Hailee Steinfeld. She plays the sound. She's engaged to Josh Allen, the NBA, the NFL front runner for MVP, which I don't think he's gonna win.
No, dude, they were look. They were saying something about that this morning about Josh Allen numbers aren't the same as Lamar. Like Lamar got better numbers than he did.
But yeah.
They're putting him up as the MVP when Lamar should be the. And I just looked at the numbers. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, why would they do that?
Yeah, but there's a lot of reason, right? Buffalo's got way more wins. They beat Kansas City, so on and so on. And like I said, I know we've got to get off, but you also got to think Lamar Jackson is also running with Derrick Henry too, who's an 1,800-yard rusher.
Hey, look, okay. Sam, MVP stands for what?
Most valuable player.
But look now, Shad, you say that, but can you not be the most valuable player when playing with the fucking misfit toys? That's what Josh Allen is doing, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And he's killing it. So it's really going to come down to the end of the game, to the end of the season, to see what their stats are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know who I think? He's in D.C. Jaden Daniels.
Oh gosh, I knew that was coming.
Jaden, because. He's a rookie. They're going to just give him rookie of the year.
He's definitely getting rookie of the year, though.
Yeah, that game on Sunday really solidified it for you feel like, I think.
Was that a comeback win for y'all, too?
Comeback win. Beautiful route. They went and broke down that route, man, no matter what we were going to score, because that ball, the tight end was wide open in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, God damn, man. No matter what, it was going to be a touchdown. So shout out to them.
DC, I got to ask, how do you feel being a Commanders fan this year? How does it feel?
This season feels like it feels great, man. But I'm more excited for next season. I know this season's not over with, but I'm so excited to see because we're playing with house's money, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So I really feel like as a Commanders fan or a Redskin fan, I really feel like it's like finally getting in my opinion, I've been here for years, like 2012 with the last time, but not too long ago with Taylor Heinicke, we were in the playoffs. So it's kind of good to be in a playoff situation. I'm just hoping, man, I don't really want to play the Eagles again, man. I would love to get in a position where we can play like the Rams or the Seahawks or something like that. But if we have to play the Eagles for a third time, hey, so be it. Let's play them again, man. Both of those games this season have been really good. The first one was more defensive towards the end, till the end where Saquon ran all over us, and this one right here was fucking electric, man. Yeah, and everybody wants to say, well, Jaden, Hurts was out. Y'all played against Kenny Pickett. I mean, they still had their number one defense in, and we still came back and won. So,
when Kenny Pickett, your guy, though, like a couple years ago, wasn't he playing for y'all?
Hell no.
Was that the other guy?
That was the Steelers. So he played for the Steelers.
Oh, okay.
We've only ever had Taylor Heinicke And then we've had bad quarterback situations. The best part about it is I'm just very excited for it. One, we have our franchise quarterback who seems to have electrified our fan base and electrified our team. And for two, we have a whole lot of cap space to go out and do some things. And three, there's a big report going around. A lot of people want to play for us. You know what I'm saying? So we went and got our lockdown corner this year. Hopefully we pay him as much as we can. We pay our quarterback when the time comes. But also, he's on a rookie contract. We don't got to worry about that for a few years. So we got to go get that good number two wide receiver. Which I'm hoping, I think we're going to end up trying to go for like T. Higgins or somebody like that. And that's all I got to say about the Commanders. Also, man, if y'all want to, I've been pondering, do I want to go see, we play the Falcons next Sunday night and I'm off Sunday. So I was like, damn, do I want to, but I don't. But hey, guys, this has been a great show. How y'all feeling? Y'all feeling all right, man? Y'all feeling good? We missing Sanjay. Sanjay is in India, right? Is he in India?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all going to make me go do a skit. Damn. I'm going to go do a skit. It's going to be at the end of this joint.
Don't do Sanjay like that, man. You know what? I was looking for a profile picture for him yesterday. And I was looking for that one where he's on the track, and I could not find some gun. You know what picture I'm talking about, right?
No, which one? Him on the track.
He sent a picture of himself like on the tractor while he's over there in India in our group chat, and I remember that one.
Now that you say that, yeah,
I was looking for that to make it his profile picture, and I could not find that bitch. So if y'all find that, please send it back in the group chat or send it to me.
Pat, I got you, bro. I do remember that now that you say that.
I said he looked like a National Geographic photo. Oh, that was really racist, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Let's end it right there. Let's stop it right now. All right, guys. We'll be back next year, man. Hopefully before the Super Bowl. Hopefully, like, towards, like, the next round. Let's see if we got our predictions right for the college football playoffs. Sam, Shad, it's great talking to y'all. Love you, fellas. Everybody that's been listening and that's been with us for the last, 4 years of doing this podcast, man? Thank y'all. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure out a way to keep growing, man. We got to keep trying what we can do. So,
keep subscribing. Keep talking about us. Keep giving us good ratings. So
please, 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 please. Thank you, guys, man.
Put your friends and family members on.
Yeah, if you like talking about sports, man, and we gotta end it right here, man. So thank y'all. Much love to y'all, and be blessed. We'll see y'all next year.